Straw Hut Media.
Why the f*** are you having a meltdown right now? Why am I marrying you?
I can't reach it. Can you adjust the phones?
Good God, yeah. You do this every time. You know I have a pillow here.
I know, but I've been wondering why it's been disappearing. That means on all these episodes, I probably think that it's lit over there and it's probably nothing showing.
Ain't nobody care. It's a podcast.
I care. The video, quality, integrity.
Good God. Can you tell we've shot 5 episodes this week? And we had a 2-hour plan or meeting with our entire wedding planning team earlier today.
He was over here moving pillows, had me thinking, oh, this is my audio test. Yeah, I'm recording. Anyway, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Confess Your Mess. I'm Emil Ennis Jr., joined by my loving fiance. Y'all, if you don't know what this podcast is, we do listener-submitted secrets every single week. And we have a celebrity guest, an influencer, a friend. We bring them on and they break down these secrets with us. And we're very excited about today's guest because they're one of the funniest people that I know. And I really mean that. I met this person when I worked at Clever. They worked across the hall, and well, I guess when it was Defy before we all got laid off.
Wow, ouch. That came up.
Yeah, whole situation.
I haven't brought that up in 3 episodes.
Right? But but yeah, so we worked across the hall, and Keith Leak Jr. is who we have on the pod.
Confess your mess.
I have a question because in your bio that you sent, it says, first of all, I didn't know your middle name was O'Brien. Keith O'Brien Leak the second. So then my question is, because I'm a junior, so technically are second and junior interchangeable? Like, can I start going by Emil Ennis the second?
Well, let me explain something to you. So my parents, shout out to Kelly and Keith, Big Keith, they did not like junior. Okay. They straight up told me, they were like, yo, like, we don't like junior, da 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 da. And I don't know, somewhere around the, like, I was trying to figure out, should I just go by Keith Leak? I was like, I can't, because I, you know, my dad is, like, kind of, like, in the industry and, like, all of that. And I want to, like, give, you know, respect to him. But I was like, Keith Leak Jr., I think that kind of has more, like, of a ring than the second. Yeah. I don't know. So I kind of just, I went with the junior. My mom was like, why you add junior on that? We did that on purpose, boy.
Wait, can I tell you a little bit of a secret about Emil Ennis Jr. over here?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Like, low-key, and I've never really understood this, and I don't think you have an answer for me, but you're probably going to snap at me right now when I say this, but technically, you shouldn't even be a junior.
Yes, I should.
No, your dad should be a junior. Ooh. Because your grandfather's name was also Emil.
Actually, that's incorrect, and I can give you an answer. Ooh. And the reason why is because the spelling of my dad and my...
I understand that. Doesn't make sense. So his grandfather spelled the name A-M-E-A-L, Emil. But then when his father was born, they changed it to the French spelling.
Does your dad have the same middle name as you? Is your middle name different?
Oh, it's
exactly.
The same. It's
so
the same.
My grandfather was Emil Dallas Ennis. I am Emil, not same middle name, Ennis Jr. And my father is Emil, same middle name, Ennis Sr. So
that's
technically
wild.
Hold on. Y'all not about to have me come on the show and say you're not about to tell me a secret. The hell is wrong with you? I'm sure I can Google it and I'll find it.
I don't think you can find my... I'm pretty sure
my
middle name is not online. It better not be. But okay, so then my final question with the name before we actually get into the purpose of this podcast. So is your dad technically Keith? Does he go by Keith Leak Sr.?
Yes, he does. Okay. He goes by Keith O'Brien Leak Sr.
So I always wonder when you... Like, was my dad always Emil Ennis Sr., or did that come after I was born?
It definitely comes after you're born.
Okay.
That they're not, like, they don't have that. When you're born, that's when they get that senior
title. Can you imagine
somebody says,
I'm going to be a senior, and then they don't even end up having, like, a son that they can pass that name off to when they're a senior?
I can't even imagine.
Like, what if you were AJ Gibson Sr.?
I'm still a little bit hung up on the O'Brien middle name over. It sounds very Irish. My family's a quarter Irish.
Yes. So I got a story for you there. So I found out, I went to the Leak family reunion in North Carolina. A lot of my family stays out there. I'm from Ohio.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, Jesus.
Where?
I'm from Northwest Ohio near Lima. He hates when I meet people from Ohio because I always...
That's like Lima beans.
Wait, where are you from?
I'm from like, okay, so I'm from Middletown, Ohio,
okay.
I moved to...
Okay.
Hold on, AJ. I need you to break it down.
It's kind of trash, that part of the state. But,
listen. But it's like 45 minutes away from Cincinnati and Dayton. My dad's from Dayton. I moved to Cincinnati when I went to the performing arts high school
Got it.
So like I spent time in a big, like, you know, a big city.
What high school did you go to?
SCPA.
No way. Okay, so my sister lives in in Northern Kentucky, but works in Cincinnati.
Louisville?
Yeah, well, I have family in Louisville, but my sister's down in Union, Kentucky, right across the river by Fort Mitchell, Covington, that whole area.
Okay.
And we were just in Cincinnati having dinner for my dad's 70th birthday a few months ago. Emil and I flew in for the weekend. But Middletown is where my story starts, because Middletown is where I went to my very first theme park called Americana. I don't even know if you're old enough to know.
Whoa,
do you know what Americana is?
Yes. It was like a wooden roller coaster.
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually lived like 5 minutes away, a 5 minute drive from there growing up in Middletown. Like, that's so crazy. That's nuts.
So my gay ass, when I was at Immaculate Conception Elementary School, Catholic school, we took a field trip there with our youth group one time and went to Americana theme park. And I played games all day and won as many tokens or whatever as I could to get a black silk screen New Kids on the Block pillow. Nobody knew I was gay. Humiliating. But New Kids on the Block also kind of slapped. Jordan Knight, Joey McIntyre, come on.
Oh, no, I know. They weren't my cup of tea.
Donnie Wahlberg, Danny Wood.
Yeah.
And then that other one, I forget who the fifth one was.
Well, you were terrible. A loyal member. Okay.
Wow.
Every single episode, we like to kick it off with AJ doing his segment.
Yeah. So here's how this is going to work. So in order to trust you, Keith, with our listener-submitted confessions, we want to know that you're down, that you can actually reveal a little bit about yourself. Now, you've brought us a confession of your own that you're going to reveal at the end of the podcast. Mm-hmm. This is not that moment just yet. This is more of like a bad habit or a vice or something you just can't quit. We like to call this one your mess, but yes.
Yes.
Was not expecting the Tia and Samira yes. Like that
Wait,
messed, me,
Tia
that
or
messed me up.
I don't know.
That messed me up.
I feel like I would be Tia.
I want to be Tamara.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, that worked out. Right?
The first thing all day, trust me.
Oh, y'all didn't even have to compromise.
Right.
Now you said, I'm Tia, I'm Tamara. That's dope. I like that.
All right. What's your mess, but yes?
Oh, dang. Okay. I don't know if it's a yes. but like, so my dog needs to get some more shots.
wait.
Like, it's the thing, but like, she has had like doggy play dates with other dogs.
Oh,
this
no.
is kind of messed up.
Oh no.
But this is the thing, she's fine. She is fine. But like, I just realized this is the first time that I'm saying this out here. And I'm putting it out there because I want y'all to trust me. I'm a really good dog dad.
Uh-huh.
Porkchop loves me. Like, Porkchop is the cutest thing. She's over there in her gated community right now. Like, she got a whole room to herself. But like, it's been like, I think like a month. I haven't gotten her shot. Checkup situation
right.
together, and she had a play date like last week, and I was like, oh my gosh, she don't have the shots. And I was like, oh my god, like, this is kind of like COVID, and like, it just got real weird for me. So I gotta take her to get her shots, because I don't want to, like, you know I feel kind of bad.
That's
just
a,
in
that's
case
little,
just in case.
So what you're saying is you're an anti-vaxxer. That's what you just admitted here.
I got my shots last year. You're funny for that. I had got okay, so not to like bring down the mood, but this year, and I like to talk about it, I was diagnosed with cancer.
Yes. Oh, wow.
I was diagnosed with cancer, and at first I was weary about the vaccine, of course, like a lot of people are, especially people of color. And it just got to the point where it's like, oh, you got cancer. And I was like, ooh, let me go ahead and get this shot just in case.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and get this shot. And, you know, also for work as well. And I'm okay. Everybody who's against it, I really believe in this vaccine. So, like, I got it. And Porky's going to get her shots, too. So let's move on.
Listen, she's definitely going to get her shots. And you are a good dog, Dad. You did post that one time, though. Didn't you injure Porkchop?
Okay, now don't start it up. Don't do that. Because I'm minding my business. I was taking her out. Like, this is before she was getting her shots. And this is, okay, so this is another thing. This is before she got her shots. But I wanted to walk her a little bit. I wanted to just to walk her because she has her pads and her gated community and everything. Right. But I decided, let me just walk her a little bit so she gets used to it because she's going to get her shots in 2 days. Man, I'm walking her ass, bitch. I'm walking her. And like she decided she didn't want to walk anymore, which is a problem for me.
Right.
So I start running. I'm like, dogs like when you run, so I'm running. So I'm just like, whoop, 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 whoop. And her little ass decides to run under me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Under
what they do.
Me.
It's she favorite ran place under to run. Me. Yeah.
And I heard, and I was like, ooh, now I heard her cry a couple times, you know, but it was prolonged this time.
Yeah.
And that threw me off. And I was like, my baby. I don't know like why I became like a Southern mom. Like, I don't know. I was really confused, but I was just like, my baby, like, no. So I knew something was wrong. I had put her down. I came right home. I was
you
going
put her
to Target.
Down?
Jeez.
Come on, man, it's my first baby. I mean, you know, sometimes you drop your baby on the head.
I thought you
like, okay,
I thought you put her down.
I dropped our dog Kingston on the head when he was a puppy.
You said you put it, I didn't put my dog down.
I stepped on her toenail, I ended her life. I had to have her put down. That was it.
No, Porkchop is still in the gated community. She's
okay,
still,
good.
She's over there. I might show her nah. in a little bit. But from there, I put her down in her gated community once I got home. And she ended up, she said, ow! She cried. And I was like, something's broken.
Yep.
So the next day, I took her to the emergency room because I wanted to see if it was like whatever, you know. And once I took her to the emergency room, they're like, man, you fractured 3 of her bones in that foot. Fractured it. And I'm just like, God damn it.
I don't know why I just did that reaction. Like, I didn't know the story.
Yeah, and you're like thousands of dollars later. Dogs are expensive too.
Oh,
every time
performing.
our dog broke a fingernail and it cost us $700 one time. So dogs are not
for
cheap.
A fingernail. Mm-hmm.
It was bleeding profusely.
Yeah.
Y'all couldn't give her like some acrylic or something.
Well, looking back, I should have.
Listen, let me tell you something. This is going to be really fun. We're going to get into our secrets. And for this episode, we wanted to do fun, silly, lighthearted secrets. I believe, Frank, that's the theme that we chose.
Yeah,
we have a theme different episode.
Fun and silly.
So let's get into the first secret. This is from Anonymous Male California. Y'all, we can know this person.
Every time
we can know this person. They're
if
in
they're
California.
They're from California or Ohio. One of us says, oh, we might know them.
I mean, I know it's one of the largest states, but hey. Okay, some guys like tits. Some guys like ass. I secretly like belly buttons and the coin slot part of the butt crack. Never told anyone. Wait, what is the coin slot part
the
of
coin
the butt
slot? Is that
like
the very
the top?
I think that's probably the top.
Yeah, because when you put a coin,
it's
the top.
Oh, AJ likes that part.
That's my favorite part of him. His entire body, that's my favorite part.
It feels weird when he touches there. It's like a very, it's not a, because
it's weird for you, Emil?
It's weird for me. Weird. He likes that part, but it's like my tailbone's kind of there too. And
like that when we were, like when we used to like live in trees and stuff like that, we had tails and then they went away eventually when we evolved. We all came from Africa and God, I don't know which came first, but we used to have tails probably.
I mean,
that's what a tailbone is.
No, I get that, but what they got to do with what you like touching that part?
Yeah, that's what
probably
I'm
why
like,
it feels
like,
funny for you.
Going?
Oh, it feels funny because there used to be a tail there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay, I wasn't connecting the dots. It was like a stretch.
Emil, I was with you. I was like, where is this going?
I was like in the trees. Wait a minute.
I take one anthropology class in college 20 years ago.
Okay, so they secretly like belly buttons and the coin slot part of the butt crack,
not TNA.
Okay, yeah. Are they saying that they don't like tits and ass? I have follow up.
What's
questions.
The first physical feature that you notice, Keith, on somebody?
I would say the smile. Mm. I think a smile is very contagious.
So is your dog, by the way. So watch out. Get that taken care of.
I definitely think smiles. There's something about a smile that, like, I'm like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But the belly button part. Okay, so this is the thing. So you don't like that, Emil, right?
Right.
AJ, that's what you like. Do you guys think this is going to be an issue later on, like when y'all get married?
Don't worry. We start a couples counseling. Yeah, we have it tomorrow.
We have really? Therapy tomorrow. Tomorrow at 11.
Beyond counseling, y'all might need a little therapy. And now it's coming from somebody who ain't had it they damn self. So y'all might need some. I'll be a therapist.
No, the spot is fine. It's not my favorite spot. But so to this person, to anonymous male in California who we may or may not know, thank you for sharing that. And you know, what you like is what you like.
Yeah.
Okay. Anonymous female, Minnesota. When I was in the seventh grade, I snuck into my teacher's office to try and take a test back before she graded it because I knew I failed it. She had this tan colored swivel chair and I was sitting in it looking for my test, found the test, stood up and saw a dark reddish brown spot on the seat. Wait a minute. And felt weird between the legs, ran out, went to the bathroom and realized I'd had my first period on my teacher's chair. I never got caught, but I doubt she ever got that stain out.
Wait, listen.
Yo, that's on period. And that's on period, poop.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine the embarrassment?
Wow. Yeah, listen. The Lord works in mysterious ways. You was trying to change the score on your test.
I don't even think she was trying to. The teacher hadn't even graded it yet, so I think that's where my question is.
She was trying to break in and steal her test back.
No, she was trying to steal it before she even graded it. So my question is, once you took it back, what was going to happen when your test was missing?
And she's going to change out some answers and put it back. She probably realized I got some answers wrong and I have to fix them real quick. She's going to swap it out real quick.
That's too risky.
That's a lot.
Can I just say that I am so glad that I was, like, I love women. I grew up with all girls. I'm so glad I didn't grow as a woman. I'm like, the periods, that is next level. Like, it's just like it's cleaning yourself. It's cleaning itself, but it's almost like your body hates you at that point.
I know, right?
Like, you hate your body. Like, it's just a whole bunch. I thank God that I was, unfortunate. I have a friend back in middle school.
Yeah.
I won't say her name, of course, but I remember. We were at lunch and it's so messed up because kids can be really, really cruel.
Yeah.
But I remember she had like a blood spot on her, on her area. We could see it and nobody said anything for a while. And like, it's like people came up to me and pointed at it. And I was like, oh my God, like, what do you do? Like, what do you do? And like it had been out for like a good minute. So like more than enough people seen it. But then the incredible girl came around and was like, hey, step da da da. And yeah, I think about that all the time because it's just like, I grew up with a sister. My sister was older than me. She definitely had her period.
Yeah.
I could have went up to this young lady and told her like, yo, you got a little blood back there, but I didn't.
Well, you think about it all the time. Do you ever consider like messaging, hey, back when we were.
Yeah, I just want to apologize.
Yo,
you remember that day you had that little spot. Listen, I just want to say.
You bled on yourself.
I had one of my best friends my freshman year of college. Her name is Megan, and I can say her first name because she actually is the reason for this story. But we were at a party one night. She had khakis on, and she bled through. And people saw her.
That sounded so graphic.
But listen,
she bled through.
She literally owned that shit, and we started calling her Cooter, and that was her nickname. To this day, we still call her Cooter, and she called herself that.
She thought
it was funny. She like owned the moment and kind of like tried to get ahead of the joke. And literally, we're in our 40s now, and her nickname is still Cooter.
No, I feel like she cries about that sometimes.
Yeah, I think y'all gonna have to switch that up.
Cooter. She's like, I'm almost 40. They're still calling me Cooter all these years later.
One other thing about this story that's really interesting to me. She said she went into her junior high teacher's office. Did your junior high teacher, did any of your teachers have offices?
No, I think when she said office,
That makes me think of like a college professor. I didn't know high school school teachers had offices.
Well, you know, some people go to like fancy schools. It might be like a private school. They got their classroom, then they got their own private office.
It's not like Abbott Elementary.
Yeah.
They got money. Got it.
Okay, my last thing with this, though, I get what you're saying, but the reason why I say it was so risky is because there's already a risk going in there to take the test out. But then you have to have a risk that when you're going to like have the time to go back in there when she's not there and put the test back before she, you know what I mean? It's just it's a lot of things you have to calculate in order to make sure this plan works effectively.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was in high school in biology class? So listen to this. So I didn't cheat often, only when I didn't feel like studying. And everybody cheated where I came from. Yeah, of course. And so we this girl, one of my very best friends, Katie, and she said she got the test ahead of the quiz or the test, whatever we're getting ready to take. Uh-huh. Somebody got it, so she got the answers for me and she got them to me. And I wrote them all down. It was like A, C, C, B, A, D, like that, those sort of, you know, tests. And so yeah. I take the thing, turn it in, the whole class gets 100, and I get like 28 or some shit, like crazy. I'm
28?
Like, how come everybody? And he's going through and he's talking about the grades. And he's like, AJ, he keeps me after class. Nicest guy in the world. His name is Mr. Kennedy. Keeps me after class. And he's like, well, it would seem that you had all the right answers somehow, but you were off by one. And I was like, what? What do you mean? She thought it would be funny to give me the answers and leave out the first one. So my entire test was off by one. And he knew it and busted me because of it. And she ended up being a good friend of mine later and was a friend of mine before that too. And even like, cause I was like one of like, I wasn't one of the cool kids. I was like kind of like the middle, right? Mm-hmm. I was like one of those. I was kind of a nerd, but like I have friends with some of the cool kids, but I was friends with some of the not cool kids. And she thought that she was going to get like such a laugh out of everybody. And even like the cool guys who like teased me and called me Gay Jay and made fun of me and shit like that. We're like, damn, sorry, Katie. Thank you. That's really not traumatic for me at all. My fiance is not wearing his engagement ring and you're laughing at Gay Jay. So both of you. But they were like, Katie, like, damn, that was cold. It devastated me.
So just like you're still traumatized by Gay Jay, maybe Cooter's still traumatized by Cooter. And on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back.
Confess your mess. Welcome back to I almost said the morning beat. That's my radio show. I say it so many times. Welcome back to Confess Your Mess.
Get it right, AJ.
It's Keith, Emil, AJ, and our good friend Cooter having a jolly old time today.
Wow. Just won't let it go.
How's your Cooter, Emil?
I don't have one. Okay. let's get to our next secret from Gracie, female Las Vegas. I've been to Las Vegas. I might have passed by you on the boardwalk. Is it a board? What do you call the strip? Anyway, last year, senior year of high school, I thought it would be funny to give my family golden retriever an inverted mohawk, so I used my dad's clippers to shave a line down his spine from head to tail.
Wait, what?
Blamed it on my asshole little sister, and to this day, my parents still think that she did it.
Oh my God, you gotta come clean. It's about time that you need to apologize to your sister.
And to the golden retriever.
Oh yeah, the golden retriever as well. I'm sorry. But like your sister, that's messed up. I know y'all grown. Like I have been trying to like fix some of the things that I have, like I have a couple sisters.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to like fix certain things that I messed up as a kid. And I think it's, I remember my sister, we used to like, my mom is a jokester and we all joke and all play. And sometimes I could tell that my older sister, she would get the worst of it. And I remember I had been drinking with some friends and I ended up calling my sister. I was like, I just want to apologize to you because I realized that you didn't deserve it. She's like, no, Keith, it's funny. It was funny now. I said, yeah, but you were really hurt. I've been drinking, but like, I just want you to know that, like, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
I was in high school. I used to blame shit on my little brother because I would protect my sister. I have a younger sister I protected forever. She owes me a few apologies right now. That's neither here nor there. But my younger brother, my stepbrother, I used to blame him for shit. Two that stand out off the top of my mind. One involves drinking. I'll get to that one next. The first one, though, was when the internet came out and we got our first computer and used to have to dial up and go.
I remember those days.
Dial up. And I looked up, I think, like gay.com and like butt.com or whatever, penis.com. I had no idea how the internet worked back then. I was trying to look up gay shit. I was curious. I was in high school. I was going through my emotions. And my parents found gay.com on there and I blamed it on him. He was in like junior high. I was in high school. I was like, I think it must have been Derek. That was probably what he was doing.
That's so messed up, AJ.
Fast forward, I'm gay as the day is long. And he's married to a woman of two kids now. God, wow. And then the second story, one time I was a lifeguard. to protect and save lives, right? And I was a lifeguard. And one summer, the pool had been shut down because they were building a new swimming pool. It got a multi-million dollar pool, like replacing the old one. So we didn't have one for summer. But there was a pond outside of town that had a beach and like it was roped off and there were lifeguard towers out there and a concession stand and a big park. And people would go swim there in the summertime. So they hired a few of us senior lifeguards, mm-hmm. the ones they really trusted who were really good at their jobs, like me, to go out there and work in the summertime. Well, it was kind of sprinkling one day. We were like, this is stupid. Nobody's here. Nobody's going to swim the entire day. And usually if it rained, they would like send you home. They didn't do it that day. And my buddy Ryan and I were out there and we were just sitting in this truck the whole time because we're like, okay, we can't get out and sit in the rain. So we're going to sit in the truck while nobody's here. We decided to go back to my place because we have the refrigerator in the garage. You know, like grandma usually has the one in the garage with all like the sodas and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, we had one in the garage that was full of beer. So I go home and I take a whole bunch of beer out, go back and we sit there and we throw back a few while we're lifeguarding on the clock. And then my parents...
Sounds like a good time.
I know. Well, since nobody was swimming, it was a good time. If somebody, can you imagine if something would happen? Right. Like somebody drowns and I'm like drunk in a truck, like working for the city.
That sucks.
And so they asked me what happened. And again, blamed it on Derek.
Wow.
My little brother got the brunt of so much.
Wow. I don't have any stories to relate to when it comes to siblings because my sister's 18 years older than me, so I didn't really grow up with her in the house. So
thank God I had two that were so good then.
Yeah, I was a pseudo only child. Yeah. We're not gonna erase my sister.
I know, I do love Donna.
All right, here we go. This is our final secret before we get to Keith's secret.
Oh.
This is from Luke, Male, Texas. My name is Luke. Just Luke, not short for anything. Wait, what?
We did not need all that.
Okay, Luke.
You did not have to say that at all. When I first met my girlfriend to seem more sophisticated, I lied and said my full name was Lucian. Okay, I understand now what you told us.
Okay.
And I kind of just forgot I did that. We've been together 6 months, and the other day I heard her tell her grandma on the phone that my full name is Lucian, and I realized I never told her it was a lie, and now I'm like, what do I do?
Wait. Yeah, Lucian. Is Lucian like Italian? What is that? Lucian?
I don't know. It does sound fancy. Low-key, that's not a bad name. Lucy. It's spelled L-U-C-I-A-N. That's how they spelt it.
I mean, I don't understand. So was he nervous? Was that the reason that like he did that?
Or was he just trying to sound cooler maybe? Sound more
exotic?
That's
the thing. People, honestly, I'm going to be real with you. I think people are weird sometimes. I'm not calling you weird, Luke, but like, Luke, like you did not have to switch up your name because then that's a whole lie that you have to like continue down the line.
Yeah.
Like, look, we are talking about this right now, Luke. It's time for you to come clean, man. And then what if this is actually Luke Skywalker? He's like, it's nothing else. It's just like, like bro.
Luke, you did the most and you did not have to do that. And if you ever feel like you're going into a relationship, because you're 6 months in, so this is for Luke or anybody else who's listening. If you ever feel like you have to go into a relationship and present somebody who you're not, actually, let's take it out of relationships, in life.
Yes.
If you ever, and I feel like you, Keith, me, Emil, you, AJ, we all are really good at this. If you are putting out a version of yourself that is not who you are, you're going to attract and get the things that are related to what you're putting out. Right?
Yeah,
so as the time passes by, you might be attracting opportunities or attracting people who are attracted to what you're putting out. But then you realize that's not really me.
And also you'll slowly become that version that you continue to repetitively put out there. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be so like unsettled in your soul because it's not going to be in alignment with who you actually truly are.
Yep, unsettled alignment. In the soul.
I've been hearing the word alignment, saying the word alignment a lot this whole week. So this is like speaking to like my soul right now. It really is. Because like you said, Emil, like we do, like we have to put on a certain version of ourselves. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, like even doing it for so long, I had to learn not to do certain things. I'm like, hold on, that's not me. So like, why would I even play into that? And it's just like, I think the more I've done it, people just want to see who you are and get to know you. So like, Luke, don't do that. Don't do that again, man. Don't do it again for future relationships. It's just like you said, you attract what you put out. And
I'm glad. Like, I'm really glad you brought that up, though, because obviously we've been like joking and fake bickering and stuff on this podcast and everything, but just to get serious for a little bit, it was a shock. It was almost a year ago, or it might be over a year depending on when this comes out, that you did your announcement on Instagram. I don't even want to call it an announcement, but you revealed that you had cancer. And I will say, as somebody who I know you, I don't know you super well, but as somebody who's followed you for years now and who knows your personality and just what you do for a living, bringing people joy, it was really hard to see that you were going through something. You were very, you know, vocal and open to all of your followers about, you know, what you were dealing with. Now that you are a year out of that situation, or since you revealed that, I would say not a year out.
Look, it's still it's an ongoing fight. It's an ongoing
fight. What has it been like for you? How do you maintain your joy when dealing with something that can be so traumatic and so
scary?
It's scary as hell, y'all. So when I first got diagnosed, it was shocking. It was like, I'm 29. This is a rare type of cancer. You know, my stomach was starting to, it's a tumor. My stomach was starting to protrude on one side and I was in pain. I thought I had like acid reflux. It's a whole like situation that happened before I was diagnosed. Come to find out, I had almost a 10 inch like tumor just like growing. Like after I found out that I had that growth and everything, before I even found out I had cancer, my stomach grew. And I like even took pictures, maternity pictures, because I looked pregnant. I looked 12 months pregnant. It's not even like possible to be 12 months pregnant, but my black ass was 12 months pregnant in this bitch. And I just remember doing a maternity shoot and trying to make the best of the situation, because that's how I was brought up. That's how my mom is. We like make jokes, but we get serious and everything. And I have a really great support system. So like I was very like positive, but then it gets to a point where life happens. And then you get to a point of, I don't want to say woe is me, but you start to also realize how serious like and severe it is. Cause it's just like, I might have to live with this type of cancer for the rest of my life. It grows back after even surgery. You know, chemotherapy pills. Like, why is this happening to me? Like, why do I deserve this? Like, I'll be honest with you, since we're here, this is a secret. Like last week, I wasn't feeling good, y'all. I was not feeling good. I did not want to be around. That's the realness of it. Sometimes like everything is cool and it's like, I can do this. You know, you're getting some good gigs over here. Certain people are noticing you, you know, like living a life out here. But it gets to a point where like, you know, I still work at Smosh, you know, I film with them. And sometimes I have to go and I have to make people laugh when I don't want to laugh, when shit ain't funny. You know what I mean? Granted, I do have them as support. They're like, so like, Keith, are you good? They're always asking me if I'm okay. It's just more so what I'm going through. Like, they're like, how are you today? And I was like, but I got to do it. Like, let's go. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this gives me energy because I don't feel good today. And I've gone to some really, really, really dark places. And when I made the announcement and when I said it, I was like, I want to be transparent, but then it's like a level of like, I got to keep some things to myself until I heal as well. You know what I mean? I have like, I know some people who are doing some things and, but they haven't healed from it. It's just like, I don't want to talk about, certain things unless I healed from it. And I healed from last week. That's the only reason I'm saying that. I feel better. I have my mom. She prayed with me. Like, I'm like a PK. My dad is a minister.
Wait, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm out here.
Yeah, I'm a PK too.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got a lot to talk about. But like just deep down in church, like my dad's a minister, a musician as well. And like, I had been, you know, going through my own journey, my own walk and seeing like what works for me and how I honestly feel. And like, it's something about my mom just prayed for me and it felt so right. And that was it felt good, y'all. It felt really good just to have somebody not, even sometimes I'll say this, like, you know, when I talk to my mom about the situation, or talk about her, she's like giving me, you know, like she's talking to me in a sense. It's like, okay, well, you got to do this. You got to do this. This time she did not give me that energy because I couldn't handle it. She just started praying and calling out to God and crying with me. And it felt good. It was a good situation. So it's up and down. Sometimes I feel good. Sometimes I don't. And it's beyond physically. It's like mentally. It's the mental part. I'm not necessarily in pain anymore. Every now and again, the pain comes. But like it's up and down, you know, that's how I handle it. It's every day at a time, every day. Well, I'll at say a time.
This, just that you shared that is so beautiful, and we will continue to pray for you. Obviously,
thank you,
and for continued healing and for a different outcome than you've been told you're going to have. Yes. You know, maybe this isn't something you have to live with forever. Maybe there have been so many advances in medicine and things like that recently because of COVID as a sort of silver lining. So maybe that leads to something that leads to something that leads to something that helps you.
Come on, receive it.
Amen. Hey! That's my prayer. But also, it's interesting how mothers and also first ladies, because his mom knows how to pray over our lives sometimes. And sometimes she, if I ask her for prayer, I don't do it often, but when I do, I reserve it for the things I really, really, really need help with. Yeah. And it always turns around very quickly. But it's also interesting, moms, I feel like, because moms tend to nag. I'm from Ohio too. Moms are like, they nag, right?
Come on, Ohio.
And I think sometimes it's an age thing, maybe right around the age of 30 or you hit your mid 30s, or you go through something serious in life and something switches and they see you as something different than just their child for the first time and realize, oh, that's not what my child needs right now. Right. I need to adjust right now. And it sounds like your mom did that.
Right. She knew it was a different feeling that I like expressed to her. And she was like, I do change the tactic because that's not the word right now. It's like, don't you do it. And if she would have did that, it would have been done. It would have been click. Like, I don't got time. You know,
isn't it such a beautiful thing that when you get to that part of the relationship with your parents, like years have passed and now you realize, like, now that you're getting older, you're finding new relationships with your parents. Because I didn't always have the relationship I have with my mom and dad now, even a few years ago. And even to that standpoint, you remember this, and I won't reveal what she revealed, but when my mom was here one time and she revealed something to us, and I was like, whoa, I'm so glad you told me that because I suffer from that too.
Oh, wow.
Maybe it's genetics, maybe, like, and we started to bond over this. So then when I'm going through that, actually, I'm very public about it. It was about depression.
Yeah.
And she kind of opened up to us saying, like, you know, I get depressed sometimes and my parents don't talk about that stuff. Yeah. And that was the first time that she ever opened up and said that.
It's one of the things she prayed over me too, because I also struggle with depression. Mm-hmm. And I have my, and then of course, I mean, depression, a lot of people struggle with depression, don't even realize it. But then try to move out to this city and make it in this industry from where we all come from, like Georgia, Ohio, like you're going to be depressed because it's hard.
Yeah.
Even if it looks like you're so dope and you're killing it every day, like chances are the day that video dropped or the day we're on a red carpet or the day we're doing this thing that looks really cool that is going up on our social media, that could have been weeks ago.
Yeah,
and that day I might actually be real down.
And like the extreme highs and extreme lows of the industry. So you have those amazing, beautiful days. And then after that day happens, you know, you might be fine the next day. Then the day after that, you're like, oh, well, we back to the same shit now. Wait a minute.
So I say you this. Shared this.
I say this a lot. And I guess it's a representation. I said, the doper your pictures are on your social media, the more depressed you are. I promise you.
It can be true, but it's not always true.
But
yeah, our pics be kind of dope.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes my pics be trash.
My pictures are real nice, and I might be a little depressed.
if you go to Keith's Instagram, I will say Keith always has dope. Do you just have photographer friends? Now do I have you on the pod? What is that? Because you always have like amazing, professional photos.
I'm like an artsy person, kid. Like I still like I just like things that look cool. I like cool clothes. I like. It's honestly moving to Cincinnati and like being like around just so many, like just seeing kids express themselves gave me like, I always just want to be looked at as an artist. I want people to see me as that. So it's very intentional, but it's also who I am. You know what I mean? It's just like what I like. I like things that look good.
Oh, did we lose them?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Phone die? Frank?
I think Keith's phone died.
I think Keith is gone. I think Keith's phone is no longer in service, and we're going to wait just a few minutes till it comes back and then actually edit that out because, you know, technology. But iPhones are terrible about
that. Yeah, I guess we can just take a quick commercial break and come back.
Sure.
Keith is back.
Yo,
why is he so...
I'm so embarrassed.
Why is he so zoomed in?
Wait, I love this going side to side.
I am embarrassed now. Y'all don't tell nobody but God. Right. I was about to blame my cancer. I said my cancer cut off my phone.
Listen, Keith is back, and we're back from commercial break.
That's right.
Hey, yo.
And it's the time we've been waiting for, Keith. It's time for you to
confess your mess.
All right. So I'm gonna just get right into it. This is a lot for me right now. Very little people know this about myself, but I am 30 years old and I don't know how to drive.
Wait, what?
I am 30 years old.
What?
And I don't know how to maneuver a vehicle.
Wait, okay. Don't you live in LA? I'm kind of shook right now. Yeah, how do you get around?
How do you get around?
I Uber everywhere.
Whoa!
I'm telling you guys. It is like, it got to the point where at first it was like a bit, and it was like not even a funny bit. And I've honestly gotten afraid to even like try to do it. I didn't have the desire to do it for the longest. And people were like, how do you, I said, I Uber. Like, I don't know the last time I've taken like public transportation.
Wait, what? But that,
no. Like, this is serious. I'm not making this
You're
up.
You're spending
this is what
so
it is.
Much money on Uber. I mean, cars are expensive now too. But damn.
Yeah, look, y'all paying all that money for gas.
But you can't drive?
I don't know how.
Whoa.
It's not that I can't.
Wait, okay.
I don't know how.
So we
don't know.
Listen,
I don't know how.
No, you need to tell me what was going on down in Middletown, because we both grew up in Ohio, and as soon as we all hit 15 and a half, we're going for that learner's permit.
No, look, okay, I'll be honest with you. So, like, most people, when they're, like, kids, like, my boys, everybody, they're like, yo, like, I'm about to get this car. I'm like, all right, then y'all just, like, pick me up. But this is the thing. I don't have – people don't pick me up anymore. I Uber – I get around. Now, I have spent – $50 here, $60. If I got to get around, I've done it all, y'all. And I'm getting to the point where I think me confessing this right now is showing me how dumb, you know, and how ridiculous I am by not doing it. Because it's not that I can't even afford a car. It's like, I don't know how.
You don't know how to operate one.
That's wild. Like,
am I crooked?
Wow. No, you're like, oh no, no, yeah, I don't think you're crooked.
You're a little off, but that's mostly about the car
stuff.
Wait,
now you're sideways again.
See, I keep messing up. I'm just holding.
Listen, so the thing is though, there was one time where my car was years ago. My car was in the shop. I had to Uber everywhere, and I was like, I can't do this, because when you have to run multiple errands, you can't tell that Uber driver to wait for you. You have to get a brand new Uber, man.
And I do it. I get around. I definitely get around. People don't understand how I get around. If I got somewhere to be, call time, I'm gonna be there. I don't ask for rides. It's kind of scrubby. I'm going to be real with you. It's a little scrubby. You know, it's like sitting on the passenger side of a best friend's ride, you know.
trying to holler
at me. But I wanted to make this. I was wondering. I was like, yo, what can I actually say? And I knew that this would put some fire, like, under my ass.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at, like, AJ's like.
Yeah, like, I'm like, I like this guy's vibe. He's from Ohio. He's got good energy. He's funny. He shared his cancer story with us. He's so touching. He's a preacher's kid. But you can't fucking drive a car?
See, that look, I got love, like, all the points. AJ, I'll never forget when I seen you in the mill. I was going to church one time, and I seen you in the mill. I was like, oh, AJ's cool. Like, he's a cool guy. But I'm kind of embarrassed that I just lost points with you, my Ohio brethren. Lost some points. But this is the thing. I don't. And I know this year I decided that I would actually put in the effort to learn how to.
This is the first time.
And I gotta speak my truth. I gotta speak my truth. A lot of people don't know. I mean, people want me to drive more than I actually want to.
Yeah.
But I am 30 years old, y'all. It's like, okay, the bit's been done for 10 years, bro. Like, what the hell are you doing? It's not that you
man,
can't
you
even
could do a whole series on Keith learning how to drive. Yeah. I'm going to watch that.
I done talked about it to people, and I thought about it, but I'm like, you know what? I don't even know if I'm going to put that, like, y'all not about to see me in those moments. Those moments are going to be special. People to live, no. AJ don't like me no more.
No, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
We get all, like, from people, we get all types of secrets from our guests. And so sometimes they're super silly. Sometimes we're like, oh, that's cute, but like, whatever. I really didn't know what to expect. And that secret, like, secrets don't usually shock. We talk about secrets all the time, so they don't necessarily shock me. It's very rare nowadays I get a secret that shocks me. I was not expecting that.
Because somebody can be like, I cheated on somebody. That's a secret of mine. Or like, I have this phobia. That makes sense to me. I can wrap my brain around. Like, I'm physically trying to understand how you could even be 30 and not drive a car. Like, I don't understand. I don't get it.
I'm a living witness. It's doable. It's definitely doable. I do it. I do it all the time.
You're definitely a preacher's kid, a living witness.
When I fractured Pork Chop's feet, when I fractured her toes, we was up in that almost every day, a couple times a week, so she could change her splint, up in an Uber or Lyft. I was doing Uber mostly, but, you know, I switch over sometimes. I look at the prices just to be like, okay.
And also, you know, Lyft tries to talk to you like you make start a friendship with you too. The drivers, they talk
right.
A lot
I like
more
when
Lyft,
I can put on there no conversation.
No conversation.
Oh my gosh, Keith, you were absolutely fantastic, and
thank you.
That was such a fun episode. It started off, you know, with a little bickering between the couple, and then it ended in some heartwarming moments, and then a shocking secret.
Do you want to apologize right now? Is that what you're trying to say?
So we're gonna acknowledge it. I apologize earlier.
Can I just say this? I'm gonna go take some driving classes, and y'all continue to take some couples counseling. How about that?
Deal. We are not riding with you anytime soon, though. Call us in 3 years.
It's fine. I won't be riding with myself. I got some scares.
Wait,
somebody wants
thing.
To say hello, though.
Oh yeah, we don't see Pork Chop.
Aww.
Pork Chop really is the cutest dog.
Yeah. Adorable.
Pork Chop reminds me of my sister's, may you rest in peace, dog, Mister. He was really cute.
Why does Pork Chop's one paw look funny, though?
Oh, my God. All right. AJ, now.
Okay,
now.
So, Keith, last thing before we let you go, every single episode, we'd like to do a takeaway of the day. So, from this episode, what would you say is your takeaway of the day?
I love that you guys are getting married, but I don't know if I can do marriage.
I
support it. I'm all about it. But if pillows and shit gonna be brought up, I might need to just be by myself, me and Pork Chop.
Listen, it's been almost a decade, so we have the stupid.
Yeah, we just wore each other down. We're like,
I know. That is a takeaway that I got.
We thank you so very much, and best of luck with everything, and keep killing it, man.
Yeah,
we thank definitely. You. No, guys, thanks for having me. This was awesome. Hopefully, whenever you guys do something, I love to be a part of. I really respect everything that you guys are doing, and thanks for dealing with me and my bullshit.
No, you are hilarious, and we'll keep you in our prayers, and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Keith.
Confess your mess.
Confess Your Mess is a Straw Hut Media podcast produced by Ryan Tillotson and Frank Driscoll. Thank you so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share.
And if you have a secret you want to share, go to confessyourmess.us to submit. Your secret could end up in the show.
Ooh. Confess.